Wisconsin is, of course, a state brimming with farming. It's a key component of our economy and culture. But long before today's high-tech agriculture, people foraged to sustain themselves and their families. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz discovered a man who not only embraces the practice, but is building a business upon it.
Mike Joswick's parents both taught science in Racine, Wisconsin. Growing up for him meant exploration, and along with it, foraging. Mushrooms topped the list, but the family also plucked edible flowers and plants others might consider a nuisance, things like nettles and burdock. On a wooded parcel outside Cross Plains, Wisconsin, a 20-minute drive west of Madison, Joswick spies what he considers a perfect specimen. Shovel in hand, Joswick says it's not the leaves he's after, but the burdock roots.
You had to go straight down with the burdock because it's got a very straight root.
Joswick carefully extracts and gently shakes the roots free of soil.
So you trim it off right here. Clean it up, wash it down, and then you can shave it like with a carrot peeler and then roast them, or you can just roast them, just roots on it all, and then shave it off and then use it as a starch substitute.
Joswick discovered many chefs like the results as much as he does, so he harvests the plants and sells them directly to restaurants and at farmers markets.
There's so much of this stuff too, and you can spend you can get a solid 15, 20 pounds an hour digging burdock on a farm.
The 33-year-old earned a master's in sustainable development of natural resources and decided to concentrate on Wisconsin's natural resources, the edible ones. He has struck up relationships with farmers, like the one who owns this land. His woods also teem with mushrooms. Joswick, who hunts with equal gusto, explains how their relationship came to life.
He had a turkey hunting lease opportunity on Craigslist. I came out here, hunted turkeys, then I offered the opportunity. Awesome. I was like, well, is there something we can do in terms of this? And he goes, well, yeah, I don't pick morels. He goes, I know we got morels. Just kind of developed that way.
Joswick casts a wide net when mushroom foraging.
We're going to go down and start chanterelle season in Missouri this year. Okay. And do smooth chanterelles. Beautiful, just flower petal. It looks like a daylily. And then we'll go up and do pine chanterelles in northern Wisconsin. And then we go to lobster mushrooms, and then we go to hedgehogs. And we
but mushrooms in the wild are just a piece of Joswick's growing business. He also cultivates microgreens in a converted warehouse in Milwaukee's Walker's Point neighborhood.
Come on in.
Joswick and his dad are cultivating mushrooms, 18 species and counting, in specially designed and monitored chambers.
So we basically mix everything by hand with the proper ratios, bag everything, and then they go into our sterilizer systems. And we sterilize them overnight, or roughly for about 6 to 8 hours, and then let it cool down, and then we bring them into kind of the closed circuit of production over here.
Joswick's brain is a never-ending reservoir of possible projects, especially when it involves mushrooms. We visit a fellow Walker's Point entrepreneur at Indulgence Chocolatier to learn the latest.
My name's Julie Waterman. He brought us these really amazingly fragrant dried candy cap mushrooms, and they just burst with scents of like maple syrup, and they've got this slightly savory note to them too. And we realized we have a chocolate from Ghana. It's got a lot of natural caramel tones, so that maple and that caramel together with that sweet milk chocolate.
The candy cap mushroom chocolate bar was born. Mike Joswick smiles and slips away. He has more mushrooms to grow and deliveries to make.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.